book H, capital H, which is, starts in 1961 and goes to 1962, still at the at the University of Wisconsin. Another gel looking at the haptoglobin types, subtypes, and versus insulin, with eight pretty gels, and many measurements on the following two pages. I'm continuing to do the same sort of work over the next several pages. Lysozyme and insulin on December 12th, page 9. And again, how people were generous in sending their material. This is from Franco Conrad. Enclosed, please find about 20 milligrams of tobacco mosaic virus protein, lyophilized, etc. And then there is a gel there with showing how the protein migrated, or it didn't. And with the comment that TMV protein, December 14th, page 13, Franco Conrad's gift, etc. And the rough test on filter paper on FB showed much more protein in TMV virus suspension than expected. And there is a very pretty gel, and sample 3 is the third lane is the virus suspension, and the fourth lane is the purified protein. It's a very nice gel. Now, putting the TMV protein into the 8 gel tests in the next several pages. And some tests of hemoglobin, of haptoglobin versus haptoglobin plus hemoglobin, of 1-1 and 2-2 in the different starch concentrations, with the usual comment on page 24, still very promising results, and the calculations on the following pages. And further experiments of the same type in the next few days, and then images and calculations on page 32 and 33 of the haptoglobins at different. This is a 2-2 haptoglobin at different starch concentrations. Trying to determine whether the multiple bands fit some sort of regular equation for band number N versus molecular size. On page 39, there is a gel. This is Thursday, January 25th. There is a gel in 8 mole urea formic acid mercaptoethanol gel containing insulin B chain and the alpha and beta chains of haptoglobin in 8 gels. And the image on that page 38-39 is what appears in the publication. Unless I'm mistaken, let me just see. No, not quite yet. Very similar to the publication, but not yet the same one. February 1st, Thursday, various odd haptoglobin just being checked in regular borate gels. A sample from Copenhagen and from Oslo, etc., trying to type. And I noticed there that there's a Polaroid image on page 46, at the beginning to realize that we wouldn't have to go on constantly developing films and printing in the darkroom, that we could use a Polaroid. The Polaroid image on page 46 is quite good for a beginning of that procedure, which later on we used all the time, and beginning to use it already on page 53, although the result is not very good photographically yet. Trying to, still thinking about resynthesis, cutting out the major leading band in the haptoglobin 2-2 and the preceding rather fainter band that was always present in 2-2 haptoglobin. Try to cut them out and see what would happen to them when treated in different ways. Cut out the various bands and freeze and extract, etc. Cut out in another plane, doing two-dimensional experiments. Test of cutting with mercaptoethanol over the weekend, page 66. Family sent to me by Alan May, Dr. Alan May, and Dr. Kruth, who will be most grateful for and interested in the results of your determination of the transferrin and haptoglobin types in a family where one test was whether the two persons were identical twins. More Polaroid coming again, this time of some samples for Lois Kitsy Smithy. Test for Tim Adams of insulin electrophoresis. Where the yeah, 3.3 milligrams of insulin on test, and also beef insulin, etc. And looking at the gel, the gel there is a regular photograph. It's not immediately matched with the diagram opposite. But it's quite a nice little girl, I think so. Some more sample on page 89. I used to get samples all from all over the place. And this one was from Dr. G.M. or C.M. Riley, University of Colorado Medical Center, Denver, Colorado. And the plasma was thought to be what was called the Carlberg type. And a letter to an email letter sent from King's College England to George from Betty Robson, whom was a long time associate of Harry Harris, if I remember correctly, but she's writing to George. And I have the letter here. Dear George, after excavating through 4 years' worth of material, I have found the remains of the sera from the Italian family showing the abnormal haptoglobin segregation. As I feared, there's very little left. I don't know whether it will be of any use to you, but anyway, I'll send it. So I have the letter which went to George, and I tested it in following the James Edwards, who was one of the individuals involved. Nice memories of Betty. The preparation I did, this is a different, I was mistaken there about the Edwards one on page 93, and that's a bigger family, bigger samples available, because it was purified on page 95. Rather interesting comments on page 99, beginning to understand a little bit better what's going on with this resynthesis. On looking up the chemistry, it's doubtful if acetone acts as a hydrogen bond cleaver, rather as an equilibrium shifter, since reaction following is rapid at room temperature. So I've got a diagram of the possibility that acetone reacts with mercaptoethanol to give a thioether, which is difficult to reverse. So beware of resynthesis. Better use urea in concentrated solution and then dilute for resynthesis, or Cefidex as in the past. So I was getting worried about the chemistry of acetone and mercaptoethanol. Resynthesis is cutting out various parts of the gels on page 103. Must be able to prove resynthesis following cleavage without urea. Past attempts have not been successful, etc. So still trying to get a resynthesis to work. And the purified Carlsberg from George Connell being tested on Wednesday, May 2nd, page 109. Saying that the Carlsberg confirm the subtyping. It looks like a haptoglobin 2. It doesn't look any different at this point, but there is something migrating very slowly behind the constant region, as if this is a variation in the constant region rather than in the variable part. And the comment being that it confirms the subtyping, but a very slow component post beta could be the other alpha chain is the thought. Resynthesis again on the following day. Resynthesized in the presence of copper on page 115. And the Carlsberg molecular weight determination on 119 using the multiple gel concentrations. With a comment on the images are quite good, and then the comment, clearly the questionable alpha chain has a very large retardation, greater than 2J, that shows marked asymmetry. This is a gel with Carlsberg in formic acid, all the concentration, along with insulin B chain. Yeah, now at least some more formal tests of Polaroid on page 123. Full tests of type 55PN. Positive negative Polaroid film with a test object. A range of prints are acceptable. With at the bottom of the Polaroid through 3000 tested at 3 best exposures and at the same magnification. Microfile ditto without and with red A filter. And then there are many photographs on the following page, regular photographs. I'll look for the Polaroid ones. And when they're trimmed, it's not easy to see which are which. On page 125, there are 11 different photographs of microfile plus or minus filters. And on page 127, the same gels. A photograph with Polaroid 3000 comparison with a conclusion that 55PN is the best for medium to high contrast objects, and the negative is better than the original print. But clearly the Polaroid is going to overtake the use of other methods. Although on page 129, test of microfile red A and a D23 printed on F4 coat of bromide paper, thus type 55PN, that's a Polaroid one, is inferior to microfile for low contrast material, but okay for routing. So very low contrast material, it isn't as good as can be got with microfile. Not surprisingly, really. Page 131, June 5th, the separation of the two polymers being tried. Page 133, different fractions of a haptoglobin preparation of haptoglobin 2-2. With a parafilm marathon stapled on page 132, maybe parafilm would just become available because, of course, it's used very extensively ever since. No comment on that. Reese synthesis, June 5th, page 135. Attempted. No sign that anything has worked. Although on page 137, resynthesis continued. With the comment that the resynthesis is on the way, but repeat with less hemoglobin and with 2-1 and 2-2 controls. So this was an attempt at resynthesis from page 135. Trying on the following page to improve the separations of haptoglobin to separate the different chains with a 2% agar column. It doesn't look to be very promising. Page 135, result shows clearly that splitting was incomplete. So there's always the task of being sure that splitting is complete before having the resynthesis. Trying to use Cephedex Pelican Waterproof India Ink as an indicator for use on the gel. There is a one drop of Cephedex ink added. Doesn't have any obvious effect. Not much sign of polymer. The speed 145, and so we're getting towards the end of this book. Acetone and urea resynthesis experiments, phase 149. I still haven't understood what's going on. Repeating the tests on age 151. With a comment, if unsuccessful, try 50% acetone. And the last entry in the book is urea pH range will repeat it wrong. Really showing the dissociation rather than the resynthesis. And that's the last entry in this book.